there's more to being part of a Legion color party than meets the eye. The color party is the group of legionnaires, in full uniform, who carry the flags in a parade or ceremony, under the direction of the sergeant at arms. It not only takes stamina, holding the flagpole in position while marching or standing, but there's a whole vocabulary of commands, specific to the honor: by the right, quick march, color party, deposit colors, carry colors. To provide training, and ensure that participants understand what is expected so that every ceremony runs smoothly, Bradford Branch 521 of the Royal Canadian Legion hosted a drill seminar on Saturday morning, under the direction of Bradford Sergeant at Arms Mike Giovannetti. It started out as an in-house event, primarily for Bradford Legionnaires, but when it went on Facebook, it went viral, said Giovannetti, who is also Zone E2 Leadership Development Vice President. Participating in the session were Dennis Mainville, President of the Lefroy Bell Ewart Legion Branch 547 and Zone E2 Sergeant at Arms, Lefroy Sergeant at Arms Dan Dixon, and, from Aurora Legion Branch 385, 2nd Vice President Nancy Gradine and Sergeant at Arms Brendan Holly. They came out in full uniform and, with the help of taped recordings of the last post, Piper's Lament and Reveille, went through the procedures and the commands, both inside the Legion Hall and outside at the Cenotaph. "We'll do the last post because I want everyone to know how to do that properly, how to dip the flag," explained Giovannetti. "One thing you never do is let the flag touch the ground." With the participants taking turns carrying the Canadian flag, which remains upright, and the Legion flag, which dips when flags are lowered, they ran through the commands and practiced the drills. But it was more than just practice. Saturday was also Vimy Ridge Day, marking the 105th anniversary of the decisive First World War battle that not only turned the tide in that conflict but helped to define Canada as a nation. It was the first time that all four divisions of the Canadian Corps fought as a single unit, and succeeded in capturing Vimy Ridge where other Allied armies had failed. The victory came at a high cost, though: nearly 3,600 Canadian soldiers killed, and more than 7,000 wounded, in just 4 days of intense fighting. In addition to the last post and reveille, Giovannetti read a Vimy Ridge Day prayer honoring the fallen as the color party stood at attention. For more information about the Royal Canadian Legion, and its role in supporting and honoring Canada's veterans, click here.